takes that song. I guess we better use it now before we find it gone. Job on Liberty Day. She looks so disconnected, but she's really afraid. My money's gonna fade away. She says, oh, what a crying shame. Lewis on the corner reading resumes. He found them in the alley by the fire escape. The letter in his pocket, it says anything. Justice, but she's really afraid. Sometimes it's a dollar for the man outside the mission. She says, oh, what a crying shame. Here I stand, memorizing zero.
To the right. Music right there from indie singer-songwriter and environmental warrior Sarah Harmer. We heard the song Captive. That comes from her album, Oh, A Little Fire. In the middle, it is something that I felt a bit nostalgic for. It is Toronto wife and husband duo Wild Strawberries. And the reason I say feeling a bit nostalgic, the duo themselves have been seemingly nostalgic on Instagram, sharing lots of posts and videos celebrating their 40 years as a duo making fantastic indie rock in Canada with 10 albums to their name. It is a band that has a unique story. They are doctors by day, rock stars by night. They built a career on that, and they continue doing that still to today. Raised 4 children who are now out of the house, but both are still making music in their own ways, as well as Wild Strawberries. We heard the song Crying Shame. That comes from the band, I want to say sophomore album. Don't You Bet You Think I'm Lonely is the name of the album. The year that that came out, I want to say 1998, but I honestly think that might have been, it was originally released as an independent album and then picked up and re-released by A&M Records, if I remember correctly. Wild Strawberries, Toronto indie rock duo in the middle, and then starting to set off brand new music from the incredibly talented singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega. Now, this is a musician who has been making music since the late 70s, early 80s, and has continued an incredible career ever since. Well, Suzanne Vega has a new album out. It is called Flying with Angels. We listened to the opening track, Speaker's Corner, from Suzanne Vega. Time for one more set. Let's head out east. The now defunct, but still incredibly fun 90s, early 2000s alternative rock band Plumtree, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah. stronger. Will you be my baby? Will you be my baby? Da-da-da-da. I heard it through the grapevine. Now I'm stronger. Will you be my baby? Da-da-da-da. I heard it through the grapevine. Now I'm stronger. Will you be my baby?
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from iconic, trailblazing, UK feminist, punk outfit, The Slits, a band that is known for their uncompromising attitude and their self-professed lack of technique. All of this is what makes The Slits a trailblazing punk band. Going back to their 1979 debut album cut, we heard The Slits take on a Motown classic, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. In the middle, it is Glaswegian duo Sacred Paws. They're best known for producing sunny polyrhythmic pop. Sacred Paws released their third album, Jump Into Life, just back in March. The album took the band 6 years to make between COVID-19, stalled writing sessions, and a touch of writer's block. Well, I have to say, after 6 years, the wait was worth it. The new album is just as buoyant, fresh, joyous, and sunny as the first two. This time around, we heard the song Through the Dark from Sacred Paws. And then kicking things off, it is Halifax alternative rock band Plumtree. From their 1995 album Mass Teen Fainting, we heard the song Tropical. Well, friends, it breaks my heart to tell you this, but we are at the end of another episode of Girly So Groovy. Know that I am wrapping up this show, but I am already dreaming and scheming up next week's 2-hour mixtape that we call Girly So Groovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, yes, Girly So Groovy celebrates 24 years this July. I cannot say thank you enough, however it is you choose to listen, whether it's on your favorite community or campus station, whether it's through our Mixcloud account. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting from CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit now for 24 years, and we are now syndicated across Canada and into the United States on over 19 community and campus stations. Let's give a shout out to one of those stations. How about Sydney, Nova Scotia? You can catch Girly So Groovy Tuesday afternoons, 12 until 2, on Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 FM in Sydney. It's stations like this that join us week after week because they get the mandate of Girly So Groovy to celebrate and amplify voices. All right, friends, let's wrap up this episode. I feel like this full episode had a bit of a summer sunshine vibe, so why not go out on a total surf rock note? It's Toronto's very own surf rock instrumental rock band, the Surfragettes, from their latest album, Easy as Pie. It is the Surfragettes with the song Lickety Split. Again, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week. Until then, here are the Surfragettes here on Girly So Groovy.
is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
Sword.